Time for your Hope Sports Report. Let's check in with Hope Sports Information Director, Alan Babbitt. And happy Wednesday, Mr. Babbitt.
Happy Wednesday to you, Dan, and an action-packed Wednesday for Hope College Athletics. Four teams are going to be taking part competitions this afternoon. We'll start, and we have one at home and three on the road. At home tonight, and it'll be a chilly Van Andel Soccer Stadium, but at 7 o'clock, the Flying Dutchman men's lacrosse team hosts Illinois Tech in the final non-league game of the regular season for the Flying Dutchman, as they are almost on the start of MIAA play, but they will host Illinois Tech. Flying Dutchman 5-3 on the season, and winners of three of their last four games are coming off an 11-6 win at Carthage College on Saturday, in which they outscored Carthage 6-1 in the second half. So they'll look to keep that up against their opponent from Chicago against 7 o'clock start. If you decide you want to stay warm, we can take care of you. You can watch the game live on the Hope Athletics YouTube channel beginning at 7 o'clock. Also in action today, the Hope College women's lacrosse team is traveling to Chicago as they will take on Aurora University. Flying Dutchman, coming off that impressive victory over unbeaten DePauw on Saturday, will look to continue their momentum as they approach MIAA play. Flying Dutch, led by head coach Keegan Pontius, the preseason favorite in the MIAA after winning the league championship and league tournament last year, will play at Aurora, and that'll be a 5 o'clock Eastern start. There's a link on the Hope Athletics website to Aurora's live video, again, beginning at 5 o'clock Eastern tonight for the Flying Dutch. Hope College baseball team will try again as they had their game yesterday rained out at Manchester University. They're scheduled to head down to Manchester this afternoon, a 4:15 p.m. start. There's live video as well from Manchester. You can get that link on the Hope Athletics website. And Hope College women's tennis team looks to improve to 3-0 this afternoon as they head down to Trine University for 4 o'clock match there, and Flying Dutch off to a great start under Coach Austin Hunt and leaders like Amanda Lipinski and Sullivan Moran at the top of the lineup, and they will look for their third MIAA victory this afternoon at 4 p.m. A tough finish yesterday for the Hope College men's tennis team down to Trine. The Flying Dutch lost 6-3 on the road. They're able to pick up points at number one doubles, number four singles, and number five singles, but the Thunder were able to pick up their first victory against the Flying Dutch since 2015. And the Flying Dutch did even get points from senior Justin Fay and Austin Bexford, the Holland Christian product, at number one doubles. And then also Flying Dutch were able to get a point from Austin at number five singles as he won his match in straight sets, as well as Cooper Nugent at number four singles. Flying Dutchman will look to bounce back next week on Wednesday when they host Adrian College. And the Hope College men's golf team competed yesterday, wrapped up their 54-hole two-day tournament at Keene Trace Golf Club in outside of Lexington, Kentucky. Flying Dutchman are able to finish 13th out of 22 teams at the Garn Championship. Liam Casey, the sophomore, finished at plus 21 for the tournament and placed 18th overall. He closed really strong with back-to-back 5-over par rounds in 77. Any of the golf fans know Keene Trace, that's hosted a major, one of golf's majors as well, a really excellent course, really challenging course as well. Flying Dutchman had rounds at 336, 330, and 320 in their first tournament of the spring, kind of building momentum. And for the MIAA spring finish, Flying Dutchman in the lead of the MIAA, but we'll look to close that out later this spring. Will Webb was six strokes back of Liam Casey with rounds of 84, 79, and 80 for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, spring sports alive and kicking at Hope College. We'll just wait for the weather to catch up here. It's Alan Babbitt, Sports Information Director at Hope College. Your Hope Sports Report on a Wednesday. Alan, have a fantastic hump day, and we'll check in with you tomorrow, sir.
Look forward to it. Go Hope.